WRZP 544, monitoring the frequency. WIUG 28. Station 218. WIUG 28. Station 218. WIUG
28. WIUGX 218. Go ahead.
Yeah, you were cutting off. I don't know how to harvest. I don't know why, but you were cutting off.
Copy that. My background is yaggy now. I sound okay now.
There was a lot of background.
Copy that. I'll have to check it out. See what's going on. Over.
Maybe give it a few more minutes. Because, you know, you haven't got daylight yet. Anyhow. The Flint repeater is on, 725. So I don't know, I haven't talked to anybody yet.
Copy Copy that. Yeah, something's going on with my antenna. You have to figure it out.
Maybe you just make sure everything is tight, that's all. Hand tight.
Oh yeah, I'll check all that.
Oh, you want to shoot down 725?
I probably can't get out. My antenna's acting up, so I just better stay put, over.
Yeah, probably, that's why. But that was the Yagi is eight element that should be able to do anything.
That's working. How's the problem, over?
Where are you on now?
It's on the Yagi right now.
He's coming, but it's just that background from that repeater, that's all.
Roger that. Now I'm back on the harvest. Over.
A lot better and louder. A lot better and louder. Roger.
Copy that. Okay, well, I'm still going to check connections.
Yeah, do that. Maybe get it off that switch and go direct and see what happens.
Roger.
I want to go on 725. I want to see who's out there from maybe Grand Rapids or way up north.
Copy that. All right, go ahead, do that. I'll listen in. WRZX218, we're going to stand by.
Good morning, gentlemen. Headed to work. WRZD 736.
Station 218, WIUG, 48. Station 218, WIUG, 48.
Jack, you're an idiot.
IZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. We are mobile. putting the repeater, but you don't have any modulation.
Probably more ducting going on. WRQ 224.
I stand corrected. I didn't take that into account this morning. WRZP 544.
Hey, good morning. How's things going up there?
So well, if we can get people to slow down. Typically, you know, they'd bail out after Labor Day up here, but man, we've had more deaths and more accidents up here this year. But other than that, things are well on my end there at the home 20.
Yeah, it seems to be everywhere these days. People forgot how to drive after everybody went back to work from a year or two ago. Yeah, it's pretty nice down here. It's hazy. Sun's trying to burn through. Looks like it might be, not really foggy, but looks like it's upper atmosphere fog maybe.
A little hazy this morning here as well, a little fog here and there, but let's see, upper, lower 80s this morning, so it should be fine. Good day up there.
Hey, Bob, you got any color change up there yet? I'm headed to Grand Marais on the 26th, WRZP 736.
Speak of as of yet, maybe a few trees over, but no, nothing to get excited about just yet.
All right, thanks. I appreciate the update.
Enjoy your day and be safe, gentlemen. WRZP 544.
All right, so we're going to get out here a little bit. Catch a ride up to ducking. WRQ224. Whiskey Romeo X-ray 102 standing by.
Morning, Bob. Got WRZP 544. How are you, brother?
No, get ready, strap up the boots and head out the door.
Roger that. Well, enjoy your day and be safe out there, brother.
I looked at 544. I got a question for you.
Go ahead, man. WRZP 544.
Hey, Bob, I'm kind of new to this repeater thing. How are you jumping from your Sheboygan repeater down here to the Mount Clemens one? I don't see nothing that's in between them two repeaters.
Go online and look at MI8.system. These repeaters are linked via, I believe, I've been told, microwave. We are on the backbone of another system that belongs to Michigan. And the repeaters are just linked, sir. That's the plain and simple of it, Roger.
Yeah, I was looking at that one. It was Sheboygan, Flint, Mayville, Mount Clemens, Detroit. They were all, it's all linked, but okay, I just didn't know if that was what it was or not.
Yeah, we're blessed to have the system. A lot of folks put in a lot of hard work and a lot of hours and their dollars, so we're blessed to have that system here.
it's a lot better than the Citizens Band, that's for sure. I'm enjoying it a whole heck of a lot.
Roger that. I still play in the 11 meter band there. And talked to Hawaii yesterday evening there. But yeah, this is the catch me owl for sure. Definitely a high class of people, if I may. League of Extraordinary Gentlemen and Ladies, Roger.
Oh, so you still communicate on that?
Sir, I'll probably catch up from a few folks, but I'm an old free bander. Oh, yeah, I got a real nice set of beans, tower up there at the house, and I should skip quite a bit there, and I do talk locally as well.
Wow, that's pretty weird, because I got the Galaxy sitting over here, that 1,000-watt set of beams up on top of my house. I talk all over the place also.
Yeah, on the AM side there, or lower side band 38, 316, that call sign there on the 11 meter band.
Well, I'm going to try that tonight, 765 on the lower. Was it 38 you said?
38 lower sideband. I'll hook up with you here and we'll see if we can make contact on 11 meters as well there.
Yeah, later on tonight I'm going to aim my beams your way and I'm going to give you a holler, that's for sure.
I'll point the house your way and we'll see what we can do there, brother. All right, I am at the pond. Let these dogs out and let them run wild this morning. Be safe again, as I said there, and always a pleasure to have you in my receipt, sir. WRZP 544.
Hey, let me know when you're for the, ready for that McDonald's order, man. I'm putting on my boots. 105, I'm back out. 102, I mean, sorry.
You're day late and a dollar short. That's the first thing I pick up before I take the dogs to run. Have a good day, brother. Take care. WRZP 544. Clear the frequency.
102. Clear.
Reminiscent about 11 is all well and good, but you're supposed to give your GMRS call sign when you clear. Just a helpful reminder.
Whiskey Romeo X-ray 102 clear.
There you go. This ain't 11, but you take care. WRUU 850.
WRUG 480, WRYB 41, copy.
WSBQ 436. Good morning. Hope it's a beautiful day out there.
Does somebody need some assistance there? WRQU 224.
WSBQ 436, good morning. WSEM 306, can you hear me? Over. Loud and clear. How's your morning so far?
It's going pretty well. Just getting ready for doing this tonight.
What's tonight?
Courtney's free birthday, I'm taking her out downtown.
Ooh, let me know where, and I will, I'll come crash.
I will definitely give you a few fake locations to throw you off.
All I ask is that one of those locations is real.
Yeah, I think we can make that happen.
It's going to be like Ladder 4, Morrow, Maple Gray, and Alpino. I'm just like biking around like a crazy man.
Yeah, well, she probably wouldn't be that disappointed if you showed up, so I'll put together a list and I'll send it to you.
Well, enjoy your morning. Glad you're up and at 'em. WSDQ 436, standing by.
Yeah, have a nice day. WSEM 306 standing by.
WQMZ 46550 standing by.
WICP 544, Sheboygan County, monitoring the frequency.
WSAG 266, monitoring.
WRQ224 mobile.
WSBL 993 monitoring.
WRBY 660 mobile. DBF. Did you do the same thing I did?
Testing, testing, WSBH 939, testing.
It works.
Well, thank you. Just put up an antenna this morning and finally finished it. Didn't know if it was working yet or not. Thank you.
Except you're either off frequency or overdriven. Sounds like you're off frequency though.
Probably not making a repeater very well from here. I'm located in Ithaca, so I'm probably well out of range. Thank you again. WSBH-99.
In the music world, it sounds like he's overdriving his microphone. It's really important not to tell people they sound good when they don't. Can't correct things if they don't know it.
Absolutely, 100%. WRUX 245.
Professor would agree.
WRXX 102 up and running. RCY from RUU.
Five six five to 850, go ahead.
So I take it you got my text. Actually, that'd be my second or third text.
Did you receive my response?
I'm driving I thought I saw it pop in, but I haven't read it, so that confirms it. It's at least the second I sent. I've activated T-Mobile on my phone, so now I'm running dual SIMs, and I can do all my phone calls with T-Mobile. And I can do all the data with T-Mobile, but I have to remain on the other SIM for texting, or I get this error message about cellular curse, text blocking. So once I figured that out, I left both SIMs activated, and I just told it, do all SMS via Xfinity, and do everything else via the new T-Mobile SIM. So I just wanted to be sure, so you say you got it, I'll read it when I get stopped here. Cool.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that, you know, my message back to you was received into your radio because it's this new system, you know. So as long as you acknowledge you got it, we're good. So, yeah, it's working, I guess you could say, full cycle.
Okay, just confirmed. I didn't read it, but I did confirm it was on my screen that you replied. So that's it's something about they can't do SMS across carriers or something like that. I don't know. Anyhow, T-Mobile gave me a bunch of psychobabble about why texting was blocked on their service. But that's okay. I'm just looking to compare the services coverage. And SMS is hardly a way to test coverage. That's phone calls and data. So looking to see if they're a viable option for our household.
Okay. Well, doesn't sound like it's working for now. All right. You have a good afternoon, and I got Friday night date night, and I'll see you tomorrow morning for breakfast if you're coming.
Yeah, I believe I will. Unless there's another skunk situation. Can't think of anything else that would keep me away, but I'll be there. All right. Talk to you later or in the morning or whatever. Same time, same place. Yada, yada, yada. WRUU 850.
Have a nice evening. WRCY 565.
Hey, Anthony, are you listening over here?
those Prince Spaghetti commercials when we were kids. Anthony!
I thought Prince Spaghetti Day was on Wednesday, and today's Friday. Plus, it's Friday the 13th, so you may not have any luck. I'll be quiet. 565 clear to speak.
My poor meet the ball.
Yep. No, he lives in a funny spot. He doesn't have a lot of coverage. The Detroit 625 is one of the few things that he has pretty reliable coverage with, so I figured I'd give him a whirl. But he's working from home, so he's probably busy.
Copy.
Well, seeing as we didn't rustle him out of the bushes, I'm going to assume he's not listening. All right, later. WRUU850.
WRCY565.
Given fish.
Giving you a hard time, Sean. WRCP544, forgive me. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you. She already knows. She probably learned it on the damn school bus.
Yeah, probably.
Enjoy your day, sir. Always a pleasure. WRZP 544.
All righty. You take care. Be safe. Have fun. WRUU 850.
Meow, meow.
WFTF 550, monitoring frequency.
WFTM 306. Max, can you hear me? WRBY 660 mobile.
544, are you out there? This is WRWC7AC.
WSUW213, monitoring.
CP544, Sheboygan County, Bob. We are mobile in the Pigeon River side by side.
WSDJ 347, how about you, Sheboygan County, Bob? You got a copy? WSDJ 347, how about you, Bob? Sheboygan County, Bob, you got a copy?
Here, WRZP 544, sitting there looking at a beautiful flock of turkey.
You are living the life, my friend. You are living the life.
The XYL has a childhood friend up, and they're both nuts, so I decided to take them out of the Pigeon River and the side-by-side and see what we can see, roger.
Roger that. Have fun, enjoy the view. WSDJ 347, standing by.
WRZP 547, always a pleasure to have you in my receive, sir. WRZP 544 coming to you live from the Pigeon River. We'll be monitoring the frequency.
Hello, 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 world. Hello. WSCP 2-6 monitoring. WSCP 2-6 clear. WSCP 835. Hey, Corey, are you on?
Station 218. That station out there, 218 WIUG 48. Copy. Station out there, 544, WIUG 48, copy.
UG 488, WRCP 544. Go ahead, Jack. You're not going to believe what I just saw.
I don't know. I heard it, Bob, a little bit ago. It was a lot of turkeys. I was going to tell you I'm going to come by and get some of those turkeys by you there.
As usual, when we're out two-tracking here in the Pigeon River, many deer, many elk. We've seen a couple elk this evening, but actually got to see a black bear in the wilderness, Roger.
That's really good, Bob. I haven't seen a bear in a long time. I've seen it once. It was when I was about, that was about 25 years ago. I see one, and I had to run. I didn't have nothing on me. No knife, no nothing. And I was in the woods.
Yeah, that would be a good time to run. I've seen the tracks out here and seen the scat. I've seen more bear out in Wolverine than I have here in the Pigeon River. So it was good to see the rascal, Roger.
Yeah, that's a Roger. Yeah, you're right about that. You know, I used to go to Valley Road and the Rose City. And believe me, Bob, everywhere there, I seen those, you know, excuse to say it, you know, the black bear, you know, not fish, but the ship.
This one probably go maybe 300 pounds, if that, close to it. But as I said, I see more bear out in Wolverine than I have in here. So again, good old Mother Nature, brother. All right, Jack, I'm going to leave you to it. I get back to paying attention to what I'm doing, brother. Have a good one, sir. We'll do it again. WRCP 544, clear and monitoring on your final, Jack.
Thank you, Bob. Good to hear from you. Honestly, guys, really good to hear from you. You know, sometimes I like to remember, you know, what that old fella say. Which way is it? Backwards or frontwards? The B O B. Which one it spells?
And I still say you're getting kickbacks from Nagoya. Have a good one, sir. WRCP 544.
Okay, Bob, take care, buddy. Have a good evening. WIUG 48.
WSTJ 347. How about you, Jack? You got a copy?
Sir, how you doing today? You sounding good?
Doing good. And I just heard you talking to Sheboygan Body Bob. You up there talking about Rose City and Valley Road? That's right around where my place is at. And I ain't never seen a bear in the wild, but I see one on the trail cameras.
No, we used to go there. Every year we used to hunt that place over there. But I have not been there at all because one time, I'm going to be honest with you, one time we were out there, and I'm not kidding, that snow came so hard, you couldn't even see not even a foot. So I was on the field with my 30-30 Winchester. I had to run. I couldn't even see the motor. We were out there with the motor on. Then after that, I don't know how I got to the motor home, and then everything stopped. So we had to take off and say, the hell with this. But the trees, they were down, and we had a chainsaw. We took the chainsaw out to cut that tree down where we can go on that valley road. Roger?
And 4, I know exactly where Valley Road is. It ain't too far from my place over there on Rose City Road and Fairview Road.
I know what you're saying. You know, there's a place there they call it, I don't know if you know about it or not. They call it Mount Pinnace. They call it Mount Pinnace. Big trees up there, pine trees. Roger.
Roger that. I don't remember that name before, but I hear you.
The good old days, but what can you do? Now, now nothing at this time. And this is WIEG 48.
Okay, Jack, this is WSTJ 347. We're standing by.
Hi, buddy. Good talking to you and good to hear from you. Anytime you like. WIUG 48.
Ten 4, good talking to you too. WSTJ 347.
WSTM 993, how you doing? You're sounding good. WIUG 48.
Hear that, Jack. We appreciate you. Hope your night's going well tonight and all is well. You're on your end. WSTM 993.
Problem, buddy. Anytime. Take care. You have a good evening. WIUG 48.
Yeah, same to you. WSBM 993 clear and monitoring.
We can hear you here in Shepherd. WSDUI 438, Isabella County. Oh, yeah, you're close to Barrington, you say? Oh, Roger. Well, you're sounding really good here. We're down here in the southeast corner of Isabella County, right next to Midland and Gratiot County. Yeah, it works really good there. No doubt. I can, with my handheld, I can hit that repeater from Mount Pleasant pretty good. I gotta find the perfect spot to hit it with my handheld here in the Shepherd area, but where I'm at anyway, I'm a little bit out, I'm a little bit east of Shepherd and south, but yeah, that repeater is awesome. I really appreciate whoever put that in there. That's a dandy. So, alrighty, my name is Dan, Delta Alpha November. I'm over here by Shepherd, so appreciate the comeback. You have a good night out there. WSDY 438, Shepherd. You say Norm? Right, Norm. Real good. Thank you. You have a good night. Have a good weekend. We'll be clear on that over there on your final. WSDY 438.
WIUG 488. How you doing, Bob?
You doing good there, Jack? You talking to me? 438 here, WSDY 438, Isabella County. How you doing, Jack?
I'm doing good. How about you? I haven't heard you a little bit long time, Roger.
We usually give her a shout about just before 7 o'clock when we're going to the shop there. Then we hang the thing by the door and leave it on while I'm in the shop and let everybody listen to it. Don't hear a whole lot. We hear a little bit, but it's hard to hear because of all the noise. But, yep, I'm on there in the morning too, Jack.
No problem. I'm in the morning too. I talked to a few Ohio people out there yesterday. I was talking to New York, Roger.
Oh, wow, that is just totally incredible. Wow, that's incredible. I haven't talked to Pennsylvania yet. I've talked to Ohio there, east of Cleveland. But I'm getting close to Pennsylvania. Kind of in between Pennsylvania and Cleveland, they said. So, that's awesome. New York, wow, Jack, that's incredible.
I was talking to him last year and this year. He said, I haven't heard you. He said, he shouted for me a couple of times, but I didn't answer. So I must be was busy. Anyhow, that guy had a Motorola 50-watt radio. Roger?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got a few of those. They're more than 50 watts. I got a few Motorolas.
Good. Keep them up. Keep up to the date, Roger.
Yeah, I don't use them, man. They're not told, but they're not even set up for the repeater. They're just GMRS, strictly GMRS. I'm not really sure how they do them or, you know, how it's done, but I got them from a guy that got out of it there. He's not out of it, but he's sold me a few of them.
That's good anyhow. Well, I tell you, Motorola is a good radio, number one radio, as far as the way I know it.
Oh, Roger. Well, I'm not sure what these are. These are probably something they had in the back of a police car or a fire truck. And then he had to, they're kind of a Frankenstein here. He put them all together and connected the front or the faceplate to them, and then they had a speaker on them, and they didn't have a speaker, and they're kind of a Frankenstein, but they're all together good. They work really good, too.
They work excellent. They don't have no problem from them at all. Roger?
Yeah, roger, yep. You get out of the noise, you don't pick up any. You go down the road there, you don't pick any noise up or any static there. They're a good, clean radio.
You right about that. Hey, how's the weather by you down that way?
Our weather's good. It's probably cooling down. I just fell asleep there. I got out of work there at 10:30 this morning. Then I went into town, and then I come home a little while ago and fell asleep, so I'm just waking up there. I have to go back outside and see what's going on there, but it was a little warm when I come in here. I was glad the air conditioner was on.
I was outside, and I fell asleep outside. It was a little bit warm outside, so I came inside. Then I came inside. It was a little bit cooler here. I had the air on. And I just woke up about an hour and a half ago, and I went to get me something to eat and come back.
Yeah, me too. I had to get something to eat also. So, well, that's good there. Now we can stay up all night and talk on the radio. You have a good night, Jack.
The other night, I was talking to somebody on Digital here. And you know what? He went out there and put it on Facebook. Roger?
Say that again?
A couple of nights ago, I was talking to somebody in Dayton, Ohio. Dayton, Ohio. And he put it on the Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's cool. I don't get on Facebook very much, but I guess I could if I chose to. I'm on
Facebook,
but that's about all.
Yeah, hey, no problem at all, anyhow. Well, you take care, and you have a good evening, and good talking to you, by the way, which is always WIUG.8.
Yep, same here, Jack. Always good to hear you. It's, need people like you out here on the radio, no doubt. So, WSCY-438. We appreciate it, Jack. You have a great weekend there. And we'll be glad to listen here.
lot of propagation tonight, it's coming through some very angles.
WSDF 297, Eric, you got it.
WSDQ 996, monitoring.
Oh yeah, come on, Bart.
check, check.
What you're listening to, WSBS 916.
WRVW 927, Mobile in Plymouth.